style, quality and service for over 30 years.
Now, the rumour is Michael Barlow, because he's got the crook shoulder, is it true he wanted to be that much of a part of PAB's 350th that he personally has supervised the making of the banner for PAB this weekend? Is that right, Michael?
Well, I think the banner team would do a far better job than me with their capable two arms, and I've only got the capable one arm
very,
at the moment.
Very hard to rip sticky tape when you've only got one hand, isn't it? Try it at home tonight. Yeah, difficult.
No, they do a great job, and I would have loved to have gone down and helped, and maybe I will over the next few weeks.
Hey, excellent. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I feel pretty good, actually. Had the surgery last Monday, and I was probably still feeling pretty rough when I talked to you guys last week, but all of a sudden, kind of over the weekend, it got a lot better, and being able to sleep really well and kind of... the pain levels are diminished really significantly.
We had a rumour on the rumour file that you're sort of broadening your horizons in the media world and perhaps going online, and then we saw you in the studios of 6PR yesterday. So can we put two and two together and assume that you're preparing for life after football, whenever that may be, by sort of dipping your toe in the water a little bit?
Definitely, yeah. Now watch your space. I've got a little something in the works, so... that'll all come out in due course. But, hopefully you can do this. It's basically a form of podcasting over the latter years of my playing career as well, and give me a nice platform to take one of your jobs when I finish in 2020.
Yeah, well, are you genuinely interested in the... You've done a very good job. Whenever you've done comments on 6PR football, you've done a very good job. Everybody said that. Are you interested in heading in this direction after footy?
Yeah, certainly. I think I've got a town planning degree, and... if I didn't get drafted, I would have been stoked to just, as I'm walking around the backyard with the cockatoos chirping, I would have been stoked just to go into a town planning degree and push the papers. But I suppose going into the AFL world, it does broaden your horizons, and it's something I feel I'm quite good at and could potentially go into when I'm finished up.
Give me one word to describe Matthew Pavlich.
Stoic.
Okay, interesting choice of words. Why?
That's how he describes himself. So
does he?
I may as well use. No, he. I think stoicism, I suppose, typifies what he's been through at the Fremantle Football Club and being on the front line throughout his whole career of the footy club, through its highs and lows, significantly through its lows as well. He was the one that has been well publicised. He stayed with the club when he could have gone to more successful places, but he stuck by it. And, very stoic man.
Well done, mate. That's a beautiful way to describe him. Mate, have a terrific weekend, and we look forward to seeing you with the supporters with a banner on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Take care. Good. Michael Barlow.
Look for Mickey B, the one-arm flag
waver. It's going to be a big weekend for Fremantle. Let's hope they get a massive crowd. Huge. He deserves it for 350. It's 8 o'clock.
Good on you, Pav.